I'm Andrew Wilson. I'm the location manager for the TV show The Fall. And today we are in Botanic Gardens in Belfast. And this is one of the locations that was used in season one, where Spectre has followed Sarah Kay into the gardens with his daughter and takes a seat beside her on the bench where we are right now.
Shall we sit?
How much do I grow every night?
But you know you only grow if you go to sleep straight away at bedtime.
You should have called me.
I didn't want to wake you. I didn't want to wake Lucy.
So why did you choose Botanic Gardens?
The way Alan Cubitt had written the thing was he wanted normality. He wanted Spectre to look quite normal. So we wanted Jimmy to look like the guy next door, I guess, and the locations to be normal, everyday places.
Were you aiming to choose somewhere that people from Northern Ireland would recognise and perhaps connect with, and somewhere that they had visited before?
Very much so. It was a brilliant opportunity in the fall. For years we have worked on TV shows that in Belfast that we've been pretending have been elsewhere. We've been saying like, oh, this is, I don't know, Birmingham, London, wherever, but we're actually cheating in a Belfast, so we can't pretend it's, or can't say it's Belfast. We're standing outside a house now that you're not going to recognise as Annie Brawley's, because we use the interior of this house as Annie Brawley's house.
And this, known to most people who live in Belfast, the student area, Holy Lands.
We're in the Holy Lands, yep.
I'm a wee bit surprised.
The exterior of the house is actually flats of the real Annie Brawley's. So what we do is we cut from one scene to another, and we cut, literally use a different exterior to an interior. So this house that we're standing outside now was where all the fight took place, the murder took place, and the attempted murder took place of Annie Brawley.
Right, stick the kettle on and burst in.
You want some music on?
Aye.
So the good news is we don't have to walk too far to the third location that we're visiting today, mm-hmm. as it's literally just around the corner.
This is the front of Katie's house. Katie was the babysitter.
You know, Andrew, I've lived in Belfast all my life. Okay, 25 years, born and bred here. And I remember watching that scene where Katie has walked home. And I couldn't quite imagine. I couldn't put my finger on where the house would be, or I was trying to imagine different parts of Belfast.
It's one of those things. People love location spotting now, absolutely. And especially when you can say, you know, it's all in Belfast. And, oh, where was it? People do that all the time, apparently, now. It's kind of, so I've got to have a good memory as well.
And that's a big question for you. I mean, like, to be a location manager, driving along, are you constantly clocking locations? Are you constantly on the lookout? How does that work? Or does it just come to you?
I suppose you do sometimes clock stuff that maybe looks a bit unique or unusual or weird or wonderful. On a show like this, it can actually be the normal that we want to find. Yeah, you're constantly clocking stuff, but it may not come on your radar with a script that you get for, I don't know, it could be a year or 2 years down the road before you need to use it for anything, so...
We are at Crumlin Road Quarry, which generally isn't open to the public.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a privately owned place, and this guy's got pretty big guard dogs, so don't come here unannounced.
Thank goodness we haven't encountered those guys just yet, but as it stands, we have walked up, as you could hear, a very hilly area, and we're just outside the cottage.
Yeah. In season one, you see Spectre is staying with Olivia's, his parents, the in-laws, at the country farm. And he goes for a ride with Olivia, his daughter, on the quad. And at that point, he's looking for somewhere. He's got his souvenirs, which are very, very important to him from his crimes, his locks of hair and the diaries and things. So they're kept at home, as we know, in the attic in Olivia's bedroom. And he needs somewhere to move them to. So he's driving along with Olivia and he comes across this, where we are now. This very foreboding old cottage, which is... quite heavily fortified. So Olivia begins to cry and asks Daddy not to go into the cottage, and he asks her to wait there, and he goes in and he starts to take a walk through the place. So you're coming through a very heavy corrugated door.
Oh, that's the first bit of it. Oh, it's very eerie.
As you see, this would have been lived in at one time, so it's a little bit dilapidated now, as you can see. Stairs, which is for you up here.
And if I remember correctly, this is where the mannequins...
This is where he brings the mannequins and all his souvenirs, and he hangs off this beam over here and he starts to swing. And Colin O'Daddy, please come out. She's very, very scared, and it's actually a really creepy scene. It's brilliant.
You know, Andrew, standing here with you, I can't help but ask, how did you know this location existed?
We needed the quarry for a separate scene. So we knew the quarry was here because I had used it for something before previously. So we came up to look at that, and as we were walking around, at that time we were looking for a lair location, but we were looking more along the lines of an old warehouse or something like that in the city. And then we saw this poking out through the trees, and we're like, oh, and let's go and have a look in there. And we walked in, and this is what we found. And really, it's perfect.
Did you change a lot of this for the scene?
We didn't change this at all. This is all we've probably done is cleaned it a little. Pretty much all these props were as they were.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, I recognise some of these tools.
Yeah, that's all this stuff that's sitting around, the old iron bars here and stuff, that was all here.
In the car en route here, you let it slip that the second series is very, very creepy. Maybe as tense, if not slightly more tense.
I think more so.
Yes.
The scripts are fantastic. And I can't give anything away other than I think it's brilliant. I mean, honestly, I'm not just saying that because I've worked on it, but I'm reading the scripts. I loved the first season, but I'm reading the scripts of the second season, and it's such a page turner. So I can only imagine how it's going to come out on screen. I'm really looking forward to seeing it myself.
And the big question, will we see this cottage?
Maybe.
Go on, you know you want to.
More than my life's worth, I'm afraid.